In the headlines, the country's main poultry producer gives the assurance that chicken prices are not going up. The entertainment sector demanding answers on who granted permission to the haywire promoters. Two passengers on the Celebrity Millennium, which sailed into Barbados on Monday, have tested positive for COVID-19. The headlines in this, the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good morning, I am Ronald Clark. This country's main poultry producer gives the assurance that chicken prices are not going up. Edward Albecker, general manager of Chickmont Foods, was speaking to Starcom Network News against the background of rising commodity prices and concerns from some farmers that this might have an impact on the price of animal feed eventually.
Right now, there are no price increases in poultry feed, so therefore, there is no increase of poultry or eggs coming. Not right now at this moment. Right now, Pinnacle is still selling feed at the price that they were selling feed 2 months ago, 3 months ago, or even before the price of grain going up in the United States. So until Pinnacle changes prices of feed, which I don't have any knowledge of right now of imminently they are raising the price of feed, then there's no need to raise the price of chicken or eggs.
Edward Albecker, general manager of Chickmont Foods. Meantime, chief executive officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, says despite rising grain prices, a major ingredient in animal feed, farmers are doing their best to keep prices down.
I also want to assure consumers that farmers will be doing what they can to try to at least avoid increases, because if you look at the history that we have had today, what we have seen most of the time is that most farmers from dairy, poultry, pork, and every one of them have tried to ensure that they keep their prices under control, because we do recognize that, first of all, we live in an environment where consumers are challenged at this point in time, and we also have to compete with sometimes imports.
CEO of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. The entertainment industry is calling for intervention from Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley as frustration grows while they await confirmation from government as to whether events will be allowed and in what form. This as the sector held a meeting last night to discuss proposed events and sponsorship for the 2021 cropover season. However, one of the recurring topics was the haywire event, which has sparked some public outrage. During the meeting, Zosa band leader Jeremy Nichols called on the Prime Minister to give the entertainment sector a seat at the social partnership table.
We have been asking for it in terms of whether or not health understand exactly what we are doing. I am concerned that the representation that we have at that level, where policies and discussions are being had in this country, does not accurately represent what we do. I am not seeing it coming out. We need a seat at the table when it comes to the social partnership.
Leader of Sosa Band, Jeremy Nichols. Meantime, Chief Executive Officer of Pyramid Entertainment, Ruel Ward, is demanding an explanation as to how promoters of Haywire can receive permission to host an event when local events are restricted.
How is it these people can advertise an event openly saying that they are having these parties or whatever, which at the top of the FAQ, it says COVID-19 plan, which means they are aware of the protocols. The Attorney General says that no person shall host or attend a party, a banquet, a ball, a dance, a social event, bus crawl, line, karaoke, picnic, whatever. If there are no gatherings, how is it that they had to get permission from somebody? The minister said in an article he is not aware of it. Who gave permission for this to go on?
Chief Executive Officer of Pyramid Entertainment, Ruel Ward. Attorney at Law and Queen's Counsel Hal Gollop is seeking to bring clarity to his view that employers are within their legal rights to insist that staff be vaccinated for COVID-19. Speaking on yesterday's Down to Brass Tacks, in light of comments he expressed earlier this week, Mr. Gollop explained the rationale behind his views.
In matters like these, we are at the heart of private law relationships. The relationship between one person and the other. Private law as opposed to public law, where the relationship is the state and the individual. And more specifically here, we are in a relationship between employer and employee. And the first obligation which an employer owes to an employee is to provide for that employee a safe system of work.
Mr. Golub does not deny the fact that an employee has the right to choose not to be vaccinated.
The right of the individual, often in situations like these, have to give way to the rights of the majority. The COVID situation presents a pandemic. When the issue arises where you have to make a choice between individual rights and group rights, well then, which employer is going to allow an individual to put his business in jeopardy? It has nothing to do with a man's right to say he's not being vaccinated. That's his business. That a person who is not vaccinated is likely to cause a risk in the workplace, the employer has a right to insist on it.
Meantime, a caller to the program who only identified himself as an attorney at law is of the view that Mr. Golub is misleading the public.
This vaccination was not fully approved by the FDA. This is only an experiment. Those who take it are no less than guinea pigs. That's why you can't sue the manufacturers of the vaccine. So what he's saying, it could be interpreted to give license to employers who want to trample on employees' rights. So if there's a guy or a female who I want to get rid of for the longest time in my employ, I can just say, look, in order for you to work here, I didn't hear you saying that you don't want a vaccine, but in order for you to work here, you have to be vaccinated. And according to what Ms. Golub is saying, I could just terminate the employee just like that.
The caller to the program says dismissal on such grounds would be unreasonable.
The only thing the vaccine is supposed to do, apparently this one, prevent you from being hospitalized or even dying. But it does not prevent you from actually catching the disease. So why would you want to send home persons because they can actually come down sick with COVID? That doesn't make any sense. If that's the case, you have to insist that those business in your workplace with you are vaccinated. If you're not going to do it for customers, can you insist on it for the employees?
A caller on yesterday's Down to Brass Tacks program. Two passengers on the Celebrity Millennium, the first cruise ship sailing out of North America since the coronavirus pandemic, have tested positive on the return trip home. Barbados was the first stop on the vessel's seven-day cruise, but officials here pointed out the positive tests came from the end of cruise tests en route back to St. Martin. They also noted the cruise ship visited three countries since it left Barbados 4 days ago. The Royal Caribbean Group said in a news release that the two guests who were sharing a stateroom are asymptomatic and currently in isolation. President of the Barbados Secondary Teachers Union, Mary Ann Redmond, welcomes government's new remedial initiatives for educational reform. Ms. Redmond says they've been lobbying for this for some time, and she hopes it can be executed well.
This is something that we have been clamoring for at all levels in our system. We have repeatedly emphasized the need for educational reform with an emphasis on soft skills at the level of the primary school and a reduction in curriculum content in some areas. But a program that really properly prepares the foundation for relevant programs at the secondary level. Programs that recognize, equally value, and provide opportunities for development of the different intelligences, capabilities, and aptitudes.
President of the Barbados Secondary Teachers Union, Mary Ann Redmond. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has described US President Joe Biden as a breath of fresh air after they met for the first time on the eve of the G7 summit in Cornwall, England. Mr. Johnson said there's so much they want to do together with us, from security, NATO, to climate change. He also said there was complete harmony with Mr. Biden over Northern Ireland. Top stories. The country's main poultry producer gives the assurance that chicken prices are not going up. The entertainment sector demanding answers on who granted permission to the haywire promoters and two passengers on the Celebrity Millennium, which sailed into Barbados on Monday, have tested positive for COVID-19. Next Bulletin of News coming your way at 8:30 this morning. I am Ronald Clark. Good morning. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news.